start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. Yes, it's the mini episode that we get to talk about and do all the kind of fun stuff that we normally do here on Fridays and talking about all kinds of fun stuff. So today's subject matter is going to really be out of left field to an extent, but I figured that it was time for us to talk about this because it is a subject matter that I am sure that at some point you have heard of, and I figured why not talk about this a little bit today. And let's talk about the law of attraction. And is there any truth to it? I know, this is going to be one of those ones that you're going to sit back for a moment and go, what the hell are you talking about? And it's okay, because that's what we do here. We're supposed to talk about stuff that makes you think. So when you listen to the law of attraction, is it that you think positively about your goals or envision the things that should be clear to you and it will come true? I mean, I'm just wondering, how do you look at this? There are several ways that this idea has popularized and with the roots of, well, I guess we'll say in the book, The Secret. But when it comes down to it, is there any truth to it? And I guess that's what we need to talk about. So let's find out a little bit more. And let's talk about from a different point of view. Yes, let's start off with that one. So, as in many religious texts, as well as examples in life, the simple answer to the question it is most points of views is no. And no, just thinking and concentrating on your objective won't force the universe or God, for that matter, to align the reality so you can achieve your dreams. However, positive thinking is a broader sense and might just really help in the long run. And let me talk about how you can do this. We're probably aware about the placebo effect, the tendency for people to act as if they are under the influence of something even when they aren't, just because they think they are. The most common example of this is the medical trials. There are people that are given sugar pills instead of the drug being tested, and they're displaying effects of the medicines as it really worked. This isn't just only in the use of the terms place. However, this effect really does work in a lot more than ways than just medicine. Multiple scientific studies have proven that fooling ourselves into being more confident, hopeful, and upbeat can really actually give us a boost in those qualities. Anything from thinking about the person that you like, that they already likes you back, to having, you know, better days coming ahead is real. Intangible effects where it has nothing to change except in the person's belief. Another study confirmed that people who believe that they can change their character actually do display positive changes throughout their lives. While those who think that everything is predetermined from birth, on average, do not. Huh, I guess that's kind of an interesting switch of things and a twirl of things when you start really thinking about it, if you put it into that fact. But let's sit back for a moment and keep it real. Regardless of sometimes things won't work out. I mean, let's just be realistic. No matter how much you wish or envision or train your body, for example, it's impossible to jump over a building or fly by yourself, so to speak. seriously, like, so to speak. This shouldn't be taken as a disheartening fact, though. Instead, knowing our limitations and realizing the right attitude is only tool to help us get to the finish line that we have to cross ourselves in the best way to bet to having a fulfilling of our life and dreams. As much as the positive thinking can help us, becoming naive and thinking that we can do anything without any sacrifices whatsoever turns around and becomes what we would call in the field of psychology, maladaptive schema. Being optimistic is a great thing, but as all things, if it's left unchecked, it becomes toxic and unhealthy. No one can succeed on hope alone, or even in the majority of religions, it says that nothing comes from only prayer either. If you are so inclined and almost in an interesting religion, for example, requires you to do everything that you earthly within your power for you to pray for the big man upstairs and tip the balance in your favor. So what do you think? What do you think about this? It's a lot to think about when it comes to this law of attraction thing. So if I have to kind of bottom line this, I would say the law of attraction is one of the most popular concepts in recent history, and for good reason. It is simple, it makes sense, and it potentially can change your life for the better. But does it work? Well, from a different point of view, I'd have to say yes. However, it isn't easy as wishing or visualizing than not doing anything about your goal. So if you want your goals to happen and you want to change the way that things happen, just do more. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.